Greetings, planet Earth. Hello and welcome to Imagine Cup TV. I'm John Scott Tynes, competition manager for Imagine Cup.
And I'm Golnaz Alabegi, technical evangelist here on the Channel 9 team.
Awesome. And what's new with you, Golnaz?
Well, as you guys, I don't know if other countries know this, but here in America, it's tax season. Taxes are due.
Wait, what?
Oh, you didn't do your taxes yet?
I've not done my tax. When is that?
The deadline is April to finish your taxes. So I think you have like 2 weeks left.
Can you just take the show from here? I'm going to start working on my taxes.
No, man, this is work time. This is not your personal tax time, all right? But
all
what
right.
I've been doing to help myself is I made a little column for myself for my finances.
Whoa, look at that.
Yeah, so I got a couple apps in there to help me with my budgeting. Because usually my dad did my taxes when I was in college, but now that I'm becoming an adult, I have to do my own taxes.
Are you now becoming an adult?
Just now.
Wow.
After years out of college, just now I'm starting to decide to grow up.
I feel privileged.
But I already filed my taxes, so I don't need this column anymore, so I'm just going to clean it all out. And next year, I'll pick it up again next year.
Yeah? Yeah, you know, actually, this is a great idea. I should totally just go and research some apps, install some software, configure my desktop stuff, my start menu, and all of that will let me procrastinate doing actual tax work for at least another week.
Yeah, that's kind of how my thing started. I was like, let me just download some apps. Let me clean up my folders and forms and Excel sheets, and then I was
worked.
Like, all right, I've procrastinated enough. I need to start doing my taxes. So I'm ahead of the curve, but I don't know about you.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
So I spent the last little while petting a sloth.
The what?
Petting a sloth.
Okay.
That's what the kids call it these days. No, so I went to the Dallas Zoo with my family, and my sister-in-law works at the Dallas Zoo. She's a zoologist there. And so we got to meet some of the animals. And so they brought out a sloth, and I got to pet the sloth.
Aww.
And put little bits of food in the sloth's mouth, and it was really
cool. Don't they have crazy claws? Did it, like, claw on it? Yeah.
Yeah, they have, I mean, the claws are, like, this long, like, this huge, long claws. But they just kind of hang on things, and they move very slowly.
Yeah, it's so it's not like, going to attack you or anything.
No, it's like me before coffee. Just
hello. Well, I'm glad you had fun on your vacation, and I'm glad I was doing taxes and reaching my deadlines, but...
This is why I didn't do my taxes. I was petting a sloth all week.
Say that to the IRS. Let them know. I'm playing with a sloth. I don't have time to fill out my taxes.
Exactly. Well, and you know, you mentioned tax deadline, and actually we have a very big deadline for Imagine Cup this week.
Oh, what's going on?
Well, let's find out. So it is, in fact, team registration deadline. So if you're watching this, it may already be too late. I can only hope that you're watching this the moment we hit publish.
Yeah, we publish Thursday,
which
is the 14th, and it looks like your deadline is the 15th.
That's right. So if you're watching this on Saturday, like, I'm sorry.
Too late.
So what this means is that end of day GMT, Greenwich Mean Time, on March 15th is the registration deadline for teams. That means that you and your friends need to all have accounts on ImagineCup.com, sign up for the contest you want to participate in, like games or innovation or world citizenship, and get your team invitations sent out and accepted. So as long as all you guys are all organized and on your teams by the end of March 15th, you are golden. So please make sure and do that if you haven't already.
All right. Well, that's really cool. Good thing to know. What else we got up in here?
So we have a brand new award for Imagine Cup. So all worldwide finalist teams, who we'll be announcing in May, all the teams that are going to Russia, to St. Petersburg, for the World Finals event in July, are eligible to compete for the App Campus Award. So this deal is... it's Microsoft and Nokia and Aalto University in Finland, and we're all looking for really awesome Windows Phone apps. Stuff that's got great design, nice and fluid and slick UI, and that also has a real shot at being successful in the market. So what we're looking for is just the very best, the cream of the crop Windows Phone apps, and the team that gets the best Windows Phone app that we think looks like it's got the greatest chance of success and so on is going to get 50,000 euros.
Okay.
I think that's like $12 at least.
Yeah,
like
totally, that's exactly
that's the exchange rate.
I think in my app under finances, I have an exchange rate.
Oh, really?
App, so we don't need to calculate it in our head. We'll figure it out later.
Okay, that's good. Because I think it's enough to buy lunch. I'm not sure, actually.
Yeah, 50,000 euros, yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty unclear on the whole thing. But you also get 4 weeks in Finland to polish your project.
Ooh.
So you'll actually go to the Aalto University campus, and mm-hmm. you and your team, all four of you, can go out there and work with experts to get your app like polished up, work on the design, networking, whatever else you need to make sure that your app is just completely awesome.
Yeah, I've been to that university.
No way.
Yeah, I went
wait,
to
wait,
Aalto
wait.
You've been to Finland, Aalto University?
Yeah, I have actually.
Okay.
This is really coincidental. I don't know how that happened. But yeah, I went for that Wow Zap. So I went to cover that event,
okay.
and we got a tour of that university. Awesome university. I was like, wow, I kind of want to drop out of Microsoft and go back to school. be a Microsoft dropout and go back to school and study whatever they have over there, but I don't...
The classes and stuff.
Yeah,
probably
just take some classes.
Euro conversion rates, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, that's actually like the least expected Golnaz revelation ever, that I would begin talking about Aalto University in Finland. You'd be like, I'm in there!
I've been around the world.
That is totally awesome. All right.
Yeah, it's a really beautiful university, so whoever wins that competition, they're lucky.
Okay.
Like, they have some crazy resources there. They have these workshops and buildings, and, like, you can, like, any student is allowed to go in to these office spaces, and they're so futuristic, and it looks really cool. I don't know if I'm giving anything away. I don't want to ruin the competition. But
it's
a really, really cool university. So they're lucky to check it out.
Waterbeds, disco balls?
No.
Okay.
This is all about work. It's not fun.
Oh, see, I went to a party school.
Oh, okay.
And it was all waterbeds and disco balls in the dorms, like 24/7.
And that's why you're so lazy.
That's
doing taxes, going on vacation.
Correct.
You didn't learn nothing
yes,
in school.
Yes, I got a terrible education. Look what I've
done. That's why you don't have 50,000 euros.
I know. Is it $12? I don't know. I'm not sure. That is awesome. So, App Campus Award. All finalist teams, worldwide finalist teams going to Russia, are eligible to compete for that. So, it should be pretty sweet.
Wow.
And I'll give you a tip. We've got more awards coming.
Ooh-hoo-hoo.
Including one that I think is so unexpected, your jaw will drop.
We're not mentioning this week.
Okay. week. It's still a secret.
Okay.
But when I heard it, I could not believe it.
Nice. I'm excited.
I just couldn't believe it. So I can't wait.
A brand new car.
That's
no,
right.
Don't take it for
cars
me.
For everyone.
Cars for everyone.
So speaking of WowZap, we have a new video, actually a couple new videos on the website this week. So our games captain, Andrew Parsons, he's running the games competition this year, as he has for several years, actually. Mm-hmm. And we spent some time with Andrew and got his insights into a few things and about how the judging criteria works, so how your project in the games competition will actually be scored. It's kind of like we're teaching the test, right? So you can find out how to score the most points, what to focus on, et cetera. They're great videos, so check them out on our website this week with Andrew Parsons.
And are we gonna show a little clip?
We are gonna show a little clip. In fact, let's take a look. Andrew, take it away.
Just that whole user experience, making sure all the things all tie together in a cohesive whole. So, if you do implement menus and options and achievements and cutscenes and all the other bits and pieces, make sure that your game all comes together as one big whole.
And you know Andrew.
Oh, yeah, I know Andrew very well.
Yeah.
I was in Finland with him. I hung out with him for a week.
At Aalto University, that's right.
You know, I don't like him.
So Andrew...
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Andrew works next door to me in the office right next door.
Oh, okay.
And he's from Australia. And he's in the same office with a guy named Dion, who's one of our Azure experts.
Mm-hmm.
And Dion is also from Australia. And let me just tell you, Australians are so loud. They are so loud.
Like, so you're all they sandwiched do, in between?
Or no, like they're next door. And so the two of them are in that room, and I'm over here.
Oh, okay.
And I can just hear them in their crazy Australian accents, just like talking and laughing
really?
Like kookaburras
really
all day
loud.
Long.
I didn't know that about them.
It's great. They're also constantly drunk. Like, they get up in the morning, and they're just like shotgunning Foster's Lager, and
I don't believe you.
It's terrible. It's a shame of a nation.
No, that's not true. I don't believe this guy.
It's not true. It's not true. Andrew's a great guy. He's really funny.
Yeah.
Okay, so what time is it now? Oh, it's time for the PowerPoint Zone!
Oh, it always catches me by surprise now. I'm never prepared for it.
Well, PowerPoint's kind of a ninja that way.
Yeah.
You know, it just like sneaks in there,
I'm
and then suddenly,
like, what's next?
Bam!
Yeah, and you always get me off guard.
Yeah, it's
always
awesome.
Like, what? What just happened?
This is actually a big week for the big board because
season
with the team
wrap-up.
Deadline this week, it's time for the season wrap-up.
Sense.
Yeah, now we're going to have some other big board stuff to share next time around, but it won't be this one. So what I want to show you is, looking over our entire season from August until now, which countries have had the most competitors, that is, students who have signed up for one of our contests. And if you take a look at our top 10 here, you can see, no great surprise if you've been tuning in all season, India, number one with a bullet, holy cow, China doing awesome as well. United States right behind them. But right behind the U.S., Pakistan.
Nice.
So close. And then Russia right up in there. Indonesia, Ukraine, Egypt, Brazil, Poland, all doing really well. And you won't see here in the top 10, but number 11, like right above this, Sri Lanka.
Oh my God, I was just about to ask you.
And Sri Lanka came from behind the last minute with a big push, and they really did great. So
U.S. with the bronze, China with the silver,
India with the gold. That's correct.
All right.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. So next time around, we'll take a look. I think we're going to take a look at some of the competition by competition breakdowns and see how those are looking up now that we're heading into the home stretch here for World Finals.
So like Windows Phone, or you mean like games?
Windows Phone, games, all those things. Okay. Yeah, so we'll take a look at which of those have been the most popular and which one the most competitive, and maybe see which countries are gravitating towards which contests as well.
That'd be interesting to see. Like why is China making so many Windows Phone apps? Huh? Why not Windows 8 apps?
Exactly.
You know, we want to see why.
We'll explore next time on ICTV.
All right. Is that all for... I forget. Do we always end with the big board?
That is about it. We end with the big board and the big dog
and the
well.
Cat. Yeah. Or the cat.
The cat?
Oh, my God. Why did that look like a cat to me first? Like this... Oh, the dog.
We've had this dog on screen like every show.
I thought
show
you were
going to
surprise
like
me again.
Shows.
I was like expecting a different animal. So I was like,
it's a cat. It's a cat. Well, I know that. I mean, when I look at this, I think that's totally a cat.
It was like a split second of like, oh, what is it?
I'm just trying to make you feel better.
You know, I'm going
to
cut that part out. I'm not. I am the editor of this show, though. I might cut that part
that
out.
Is
not
true.
Sound so stupid. Now I'll keep it. I like it raw.
There won't be any show left.
Cut out all my stupid parts. No show.
Burn.
All right. So next show, another 3 weeks.
Yep, exactly. We'll be back. And next time around, we'll be talking about, actually, we're getting towards the close of submissions. It's going to be April 15th.
Okay.
At which point it's going to be, that's the last time you can upload your projects to us for the online judging for Worldwide Finals. So we're getting towards the end of the season. Big excitement, big
Russia.
Tension. Yeah, I know. Russia's around the corner. In fact, I'm going to be in Russia in about 3 weeks.
Nice.
I'm going to go visit St. Petersburg, do a little groundwork, research, etc. Make sure I plant some booby traps for you when you arrive.
Yeah, I get off the plane, fall through a dark hole.
Banana peel. Whoa!
That'd be fun.
That banana peel would be like 3 months old by then.
It won't even be slippery.
Yeah,
what are we talking about?
Awesome. All right.
Until next time.
See you later.
Bye, guys.